COVID-19 has changed people's priorities and realities and has brought some turmoil to the real estate market in the capital region. I spoke to some people who bought homes and moved, or in one case are moving soon, to the area. It was interesting because although the individual circumstances were different, they all shared some common reasons for choosing the area and for deciding that despite a seller's market, now was the time to buy a home here. Julian and Deirdre are designers and artists who lived in the East Coast before taking a job in Northern California. They were laid off because of COVID and had to make a decision about where to live.
We decided to move to Troy because we're designers and it was a place that we could afford studio space and was also really closely situated around a lot of our family members and kind of centrally between a lot of them.
We were also talking while living in California about how financially unsustainable it felt for the lives that we wanted to lead. And moving back east and moving to a place like Troy, which felt like significantly more affordable and just long-term, like a better sort of emotional and financial investment for us, seemed really like a good idea at the time.
And were you planning to buy a house all along?
Well, part of that unaffordability of the Bay Area was that we knew that at some point we wanted to own our own home and didn't really see that as ever being possible there. So it was in our minds, at least.
Yeah. We were also trying to see if we liked it, because I don't think we would have bought anything if we hadn't liked it, you know?
So what happened to make you want to try to buy here?
So I think two things happened. We're designers, so we wanted to think about maybe like a live workspace, and Troy kind of has some cool, weird buildings that could work for that. So that's sort of what we were looking for at first. But when I got pregnant, we realized, first of all, that our apartment actually doesn't allow any children under the age of 10 in it. And we realized we would have to move. And we had already been sort of just like through Zillow and through, you know, the family members who were looking already, like looking at properties, and felt compelled to sort of start acting when we saw a property that felt affordable and also like something we would want to move into. We decided to pull the trigger on this property, and it was actually very different than what we expected we would buy. We expected to buy like a rundown brick, you know, row house or townhouse or something like that. And we ended up buying a house that was one of those prefabricated kit homes that was built in like 1996. It's in the middle of town, and it's on the Post and Kill Creek, and it's like a really beautiful part of Troy. And one of the bonuses was that we didn't have to do major renovation to fix it.
Deirdre pointed out the fact that most everyone seemed to agree on, that the market favored the seller.
The seller does have a lot more control over the situation. We were very lucky because we ended up buying the house, but it seems like sellers sort of have their choice of who they want to sell it to, what price, how they sell it, what amenities they're going to leave in the house. And our real estate agent was telling us, like, she's had clients in tears because they just get outbid and outbid and outbid over and over again by, you know, cash buyers, or someone is willing to waive an inspection. And it seems like the buyer doesn't really have any power unless they have a significant amount of money in cash. I think people feel a little bit desperate right now to buy a house because of COVID. I think people feel a little bit desperate to get out of highly populated areas. They feel desperate for stability. They feel like they want to keep their family safe.
Jennifer owned her home in New Paltz, New York, but a couple different factors coincided to make her decide to move to Albany.
COVID happened. Wait. And it brought up to me that I was a single woman living on 2.5 acres, surrounded by lots of woods, and I was kind of isolated. So that was like one thing. And then I happened to notice a for sale sign go up at this other house on the neighborhood. And I went online and they were asking so much money. I was literally indignant. I was so mad. It felt like I don't know, it felt wrong. Like, that's not why you move out to rural New York State, right? Like, it's chill. Like, there's not that kind of money and attitude. And so after I got over the rage part of it, I suddenly looked at my house and realized what that meant for me. That if that house sold for that much money, I was going to be financially irresponsible not to be trying to sell my house and make the profit. And also, getting back to my first point about being isolated, it was my chance to move someplace where I wasn't isolated. And by that point, my daughter had graduated and had moved to Albany. And I'd come up a few times, visited her, looked around, and went, wow, living in a small city could be really cool. And so I decided to sell. And I left that piece out of the story, which is I went online and I saw that I could buy a house in Albany that was like half of what my house was going to sell for. And so I could live up here, have a nice place, and also have cash, which sounds nice.
Right. And did you not have like a crazy bidding war when you bought this house? Or
I put the house up. So my real estate agent had kind of gotten the lay of the land, was super strategic. We're putting a house up on Wednesday. By Friday, you will have... And so we put the house up Wednesday night at, I don't know, like 8:34 p.m. I don't know if he has an astrologer on staff or something, but maybe. Thursday, we get the first call. Friday, I've got 5 showings. Saturday, there's 9 showings. Sunday, there's 12 showings. By Tuesday, I had 2 cash offers. And so I had an accepted offer like within a week of putting my house on the market.
Yeah, that's amazing. And but what about here? Did you have to like jump in the day that it went on the market?
I had to pay over the list price.
That's
And I probably overpaid a little bit for the street, but I low-key didn't care because, I don't know, the other thing about having moved is that this house does fit my personality a lot more than the other house ever fit my personality, and I feel really, like it was totally the right move for me.
For Juliana, the growing acceptance of remote work made her family rethink their living arrangement. She and her husband met in Troy but had been living in the Midwest the last few years.
My husband's an engineer, so he can work from the computer anywhere, and I'm full-time momming. So, yeah, we didn't need to be in any particular spot we could choose. Priority, if I'm honest, is I have a kid, and I wanted to be near my mother, who had only met him once in his first year of life. So that was definitely that sort of family call. But then at the same time, we're both big foragers and we really fell in love with the land and the mycology and the ecology of this area. We really love like hikes. And then, you know, I think that the like capital region is like a really special mix of like urban culture with some like beautiful natural rural resources, you know.
So we were actually looking both in Wisconsin and like within a 1 hour radius of my mom for almost over a year on and off. And, you know, we found a couple situations that seemed like they might work. We had one offer not be accepted in like the height of the market in Cropseyville. And then this actually like just like showed up as like a random Zillow suggestion. It was like the app, you know, just showed me the house and I was like, oh, that looks like the house. And then it like all of these connections to the house sort of unearthed themselves as we started moving towards it. So like we're connected to the family that grew up there and lived there for 50 years. So there's been a lot of like, I think whereas in home buying can sometimes have like a little bit of like anxiety, paranoia, lack of clarity. It's had a lot of so far, and I think we'll continue to have like a lot of goodwill and trust in the negotiating process.
Ultimately, Juliana was clear on what it was that attracted them to Troy.
We love the farmers market, the Albany Co-op, the social justice like orientation mixed with art, like the Troy Bike Rescue, the community gardens, all of those things are like, in terms of me wanting to root and raise a family, are incredibly important and appealing to me.
Reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this is Moses Nagel.